WHCL FM, Clinton, New York. And now, it's time for Radiola.
Thank you. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and it's quiet up here at Hamelin College. Yes, but not too quiet, because I'm on the air. This is Radiola, I'm Andy Senior, and we're doing a show called, well, these are quiet records, actually. Where's the crunch? These are, many of these recordings, not all, but most, are recordings that I have tried to adjust a little bit through the miracle of modern technology, as much as I hate that phrase. We began with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, Hot, Hot, Hottentot, from 1925, and it sounded pretty good. I have to say, that sounded, for an acoustic and whatever, that's not bad. And then the Emerson Military Band, actually the label says Military Band because it was on Symphonola, a rare label issued by the Larkin Furniture Company out of Buffalo, New York. And the Military Band played Hindustan, and I think the cymbal player was paid time and a half for what he did. He was really, really conscientious on that piece, and that was from 1918. And we'll hear that cymbal player again later. I think he deserves to be memorialized, perhaps in concrete or whatever will hold him fast. And then our theme, Wake Up, Chillin'. Indeed. Lloyd Robeson singing his own song there from 1929 with the Apana Troubadours under direction of Sam Lannon. And now on Radiola, this is, by the way, WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Thanks for listening in tonight. A couple of things from Toast of New York, which is a group that I am affiliated with. But these were sound files I had, and I tweaked them a bit, but they're quite nice. Whatever you've done to them or not done to them. A couple of British bands, the Edison Bell Band in 1927. Who's that knocking at my door? Who indeed?
Who's that knock, knock, knocking? knocking at my door. Door, 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 door. I've been waiting all so long. I'm a star if I am wrong. Who's there knocking at my door?
I know it can't be the mailman.
Hold me, I've been here today.
Can't be the grocer.
The books and the baker. They don't knock that way. If my sweetie's there outside, my arms, my heart are open wide. Who's there knocking at my door?
Thank you.
like you. I'll say this is like dreams coming true. Fame and riches I know have their charm, but my heart itches to be in your arms. Oh, hugs and kisses from somebody who lingers near me to cuddle and coo. My idea of bliss is a cottage for two, and hugs and kisses from someone like you.
Yeah, Art Landry, and they playing hot or what? And it's nice to hear the music rather than the frying of bacon in the background or in the foreground, as the case may be. Art Landry and his orchestra, Hugs and Kisses, 1926, off an old Victor, and that was a rather crunchy Victor too. So, and I didn't, as I say, I've been exercising as light a touch as possible, and they still sound really, really good. Before that, a couple of sound files, which I tweaked a bit, but not too bad. Billy Cotton and his band Huggable Kissable You from 1929, and the Edison Bell Band, and I'm not sure who they were, but Who's That Knocking at My Door? And that's a song that, as far as I'm concerned, wasn't recorded enough by enough different people. But every time I find a version, I intend to play it. That was from about 1927. I'm Andy Sr. You're listening to Radiola here on WHCL. In Clinton, New York, at 88.7 FM on your dial. If you're in the car, I hope, roll down your windows and use it like a car. You know, park it in your driveway, go in the house, turn it up loud so all your neighbors can hear. Maybe they'll love it, too. That's what they do in my neighborhood, WHCL.org. Or if you're streaming, roll down the windows and play your computer stereo loud enough, too. You know, pump it through your keyboard amp and let it out there. Because, the neighborhood needs to hear this rather than what they usually play on those loud radios. And, yes, I'll be liable for any damages incurred. But I'm not going to tell you how to reach me. And this is Where's the Crunch? And the crunch is largely gone tonight. The crunch, if you miss it, I'll bring it back next week. But frankly, I'm enjoying these, being able to hear the music. Here's J. Harold Murray and the Victor Light Opera Company, Gems from Rio Rita. From 1927, this is a 12-inch Gems of series Victor. And so, consequently, it'll be about somewhat over 4 minutes of music. So, enjoy.
Oh, Me, I think everything's fine. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Haven't got a lot, I don't need a lot, coffee's only a dime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Just take it from me, I'm just as free as any dog. I do what I like, just when I like, and how I love it. I don't give a hoot, give my cares the boot, all the world is in rhyme. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. I'm so happy, a happy-go-lucky me. I just go my way, living every day. I don't worry, worrying don't agree. Winter, fall or spring, I just smile and sing. I go swimming with pretty women and I find life is divine. Swimming in the sunlight, swimming in the moonlight, having a whale of a time. When I'm stepping out with my runabout, how we step is a crime. Starting in the moonlight, ending in the sunlight, having a glorious time. I pet what I like, get what I like once in a while. But if she says no, I let her go and keep on smiling. I'm right here to say when I'm old and gray, I'll be right in my prime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a heck of a time. From me, I'm just as free as any dove. I do what I like, just when I like, and how I love it. I don't give a hoot, give my cares a boot, all the world is in rhyme. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time.
Oh yeah, that was Robert Gwan off an Imperial 78. That's a British artist. I don't know the provenance of it or where it was recorded. All I know is that single string guitar solo in behind the second chorus is worthy of remark, and I just wish it were a little more audible. And that record didn't have a wide dynamic range to begin with, so not much you could do with it, but what's there is good. Robert Gwan, and that was from 1930. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight. Before that, J. Harold Murray and the Victor Light Opera Company. I don't know how light they were. You know, most of those girls could, you know, they put on the pounds, but, well, they were probably light enough. light enough to fit into the studio, anyway. Gems from Rio Rita, 1927. And all the songs were there. That was their original cast album of that day. Then, of course, they got more complicated. But if you wanted all the good tunes, well, you got most of them with the Gems series. This is Radiola, and we're going to continue now with some acoustical dance and jazz groups. We're going to start with a nice foxtrot of Latin tinge to it. Isham Jones Orchestra, 1923, off an Old Brunswick Marchita.
Thank you.
You gotta love that. Oh, I do. I know. I love that a lot. That was the Cotton Pickers, Fall Napoleon Group from 1922. A couple of 1922 recordings there. Really good sound. That's an old Brunswick, and it was a lot crunchier before. Great White Way Blues from, as I say, from 1922. Phil Napoleon. I think Frank Signorelli's there on the piano, and Miff Mole on the trombone. What a group that was. Before that, the Virginians, under the direction of Ross Gorman, a contingent of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, and playing pretty good jazz there. Lonesome Mama Blues. By the way, this Sunday is Mother's Day, so if you have a lonesome mama, give her a call, would you? Before that, Isham Jones Orchestra, Marcheta, 1923. And now a set that's somewhat exotic. and we're going to go to some exotic locales and certain men interacting with the locals, as you might say, with three different takes on that. We're going to begin with a very famous piece. This is sung by Reynold Weerenrath in 1922, and it was written by Kipling. And, I haven't kippled lately, but I'm going to start again soon. On the Road to Mandalay.
Gouda, looking east to the sea, there's a Barmakella sitting, and I know she thinks of me. For the wind is in the palm trees, and the temple bells they sigh. Come you back, you British soldier, come you back to Mandalay. Come you back to Mandalay. Come you back to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lie. Can't you hear the paddles sunken from Rangoon to Mandalay? On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes lie. And the dawn comes up like thunder, out of China, cross the bay. Her petticoat was yaller, and a little cap was green, and her name was Stupiolet, just the same as Seaboard Queen. And I see the first smoking of a wedding, a white cheroot, and a white and Christian kisses on an heathen idol's foot, on an heathen idol's foot. Blooming idol, my dumb mud, what they called the bright god Bud. Lucky lot, he cared for idols when I kissed her where she stood. On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes fly, and the dawn comes up like thunder out of China, cross the bay. Ship me somewhere east of Suez, where the best is like the worst, where there aren't no Ten Commandments, and a man can rise up there. For the temple bells are calling, and it's there that I would be. By the Olmul mean pagoda, looking lazy at the sea, looking lazy at the sea. Come you back to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lie. Can't you hear the paddles chunking from Rangoon to Mandalay? On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes fly, and the dawn comes up like thunder out of China, cross the bay.
Young the sea met a wee little Asian maid, bashful and so afraid. She knew nothing much of love, that's what he told her of. Then came the call of the sea. Just like a rose when it knows that the day is done, she sees the fading sun go. He leaves, she grieves. As he sails, he whispers soft and low. Sing, sing some more of the maid I left in old Singapore. She is waiting for me there by the shore. There's a welcome on the door. Call again, call again. She told me, bring, bring some more. Lover, trinket to the one you adore. There's a lot of love and kissing in store when you return to Singapore. He made his plea to his wee little Asian maid, all with a serenade fee. Nothing of his tongue, nor of the song he sung. Still with her love she repaid. Far out at sea, thoughts of she made his senses burn, and for her love he yearned. She, seaman, freeman, Asian maid, she fears for your return. Sing, sing some more of the maid I left in old Singapore. She is waiting for me there by the shore. There's a welcome on the door. Call again, call again. She told me, bring, bring some more. Lover, trinket to the one you adore. There's a lot of love and kissing in store when you return to Singapore. The maid I left in old Singapore. She is waiting for me there by the shore. There's a welcome on the door. Call again, call again. She told me, bring, bring some more. Lover, trinket to the one you adore. There's a lot of love and kissing in store when you return to Singapore.
The major of grenadiers, grenadiers are handsome and tall. She was the fairest of all Algiers, in Algiers, the fairest of all. He had to leave her behind, and so the so-and-so had broken her heart. She had the terrible tale of woe, tale of woe that she will impart. Around the corner and under the tree, the gallant major said, stroll with me. I said, nay, nay, I said, no, no. But ever since I've been there once, I always want to go. Around the corner and under the tree, the handsome major made love to me. He kissed me once, he kissed me twice. It wasn't just a thing to do, but gosh, it was so nice. With an oily tongue, tell many a tale. She was so trusty and oh so young, oh so young, and now she's so pale. He wore a drooping mustachio, the one you know that curves on the end. Girls ought to know a mustachio doesn't grow on any good friend. Around the corner and under the tree, the breeze was sighing, and so was he. He held my hand, he talked so grand, then went away and stayed away, while every night I stand around the corner and under the tree, the cruel major's forgotten me. He wrote a note, here's how it went. I would have married you, but couldn't get my wife's consent.
And that was Milt Coleman with Around the Corner, a tale of woe, with a slight twist on it, of course, as they all do. You know, it's that was from 1930, from an old Velvetone. And it's a lot less crunchy now than it was. Before that, Singapore, Arthur Fields, Pride of Hotel Street in Utica, New York. Yes, he lived here. Born in Philadelphia, but lived a lot of his childhood in Utica, which ought to be celebrated by somebody, so I'll do it. Let's celebrate it. Singapore, 1918, and starting with Reynold Werenrath. And I don't know where he's from, because I've never met anybody by that name in town here. On the Road to Mandalay, a Kipling poem, set the music, 1922, off the label says Victrola on it, which was sort of like the lower line Red Seal, basically reissue stuff, but good sound. It's an amazing sound for a 1922 78. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and thanks for listening tonight. It was a little strange today. I had a little power outage at the house, but the show was put together, so we're good here. We're really good. And program note, well, I don't know if there's any program notes this week. Possibly next week, by the way, next week, if you feel like it, tune in early, because I believe Mark Fuller will be doing his Retro Country show at 6 p.m., and he's going to be doing that throughout the summer, according to plan here. We don't know if it's nailed down or chiseled in stone yet, but I'd like to think that it is. Mark does an amazing show called Retro Radio, which is radio just like you remember it. But he's going to be on with his country program for the summer, and that's going to be starting next week at 6, 6 till 8. Then I come on at 8 again with Radiola. Also, check out all my playlists at the Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. And a lot of good stuff there. You'll find amazing links to a lot of great programs. And I'm not going to sell any just any one of them, because there are a lot of good things. You just have to check out, from the top down, start working your way through. It's good stuff. And yes, I'm just vamping till ready, because I've got enough music. Don't worry, you'll get more music very soon. This week, a very strange thing occurred in Utica, which I will not talk about the details of too much. But the next couple of songs are dedicated to an observance of that incident and the people therein involved, and it involves a musician who was got a little too friendly with his cell phone, and that's all I need to say about that. And let them fill in the blanks who will. But this set is a couple of calypsos dedicated to that incident and observing it, of course. And here is Wilmoth Houdini and his Bamboo Orchestra in 1940, and this is called Resisting Temptation.
Little girl, please leave my bachelor room. Little girl, please leave my bachelor room. You are so brazen, you are too brave. You should remember you are not to age, oh little girl. Please leave my bachelor room. She looked at me and began to cry. Why must you treat me like
understand, poor little girl. Please leave my bachelor room. Advice from me. You must learn to protect your morality. So you better go and leave me alone. The best place for you is your mother's home, oh little girl. Please leave my bachelor room. Little girl, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't intend to eat the forbidden fruit. I'd rather commit suicide than to make love to a little child. Oh, little girl, please leave my bachelor room.